Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Thursday morning. We thought we were going to be from Eagles training camp today. We are not. Of course, because the Phillies game got canceled yesterday, postponed, I guess it is, for the doubleheader today. So we actually have a short show leading you into Phillies baseball on a day that, frankly, I think it's fair to say is the single most important day for the Phillies this season to date. They're going to play two games, and they are about 30 hours from the trade deadline. So it's all coming down quick here. Again, the games today, one game is at 11:30. Another game will follow.
12:05, yeah.
12, I'm sorry, 12. Yeah, noon for the first game. Second game will follow that. Obviously, the seven-inning type of game. It's also the day of the NBA draft tonight. And by the way, because we have a short show, I really want to encourage you, call quick, call early. Let's get as many calls as we can, as quickly as we can, early in the show, because it's a short show. 215-592-9494. We'll talk a lot of Phils, some Eagles as well, some Sixers with Ben. Are they going to trade him tonight? All of it here today, Richie Rich.
Joe, hi.
Hey, bud.
In 1908, the Olympics were in London. The Russian team arrived 12 days late because they were using the Orthodox calendar instead of the Gregorian calendar.
The entire
team arrived at the Olympics 12 days late. They didn't adopt the Gregorian calendar until after the Russian Revolution in 1917.
What was
and somehow they didn't factor that in.
What's Tsar Nicholas thinking?
I don't know.
Come on, dude.
Pretty amazing.
All right, let's get to it, and it's a sprint today again. I mean, let's start, John, on buy, hold, or sell, because it really is the issue for the Phillies, how to navigate this trade deadline. Now, obviously, you know, they're going to know more after these two games are played, but we all know trade talks are happening during the games. I mean, that's the way it goes. I'm going to tell you, I'm telling everyone right now, I am in sell mode. I'm in sell mindset if I'm the Phils, and for one main reason. I'm telling you, the Phillies are not going to make the playoffs. I know they
think. Well, if they don't add players, they won't make the playoffs.
Even if they add players, they're not going to make it. I know
that's where we disagree.
I know they theoretically can, but they won't. Now, I want to hear from everyone today, 215-592-9494. Again, get in early. We're going to get right to the calls really quick. To buy, to hold, to sell. If you're the Phillies, how do you go about it? John, your mindset is?
We are in this. Buy a new pitcher, a new starting pitcher, a new relief pitcher. And, Joe, you've preached it for years that it does matter whether you make the playoffs or not.
It does.
You have preached it in baseball especially. Just get there.
I have.
Just get to the second season, and then all bets are off. You never know what can happen. They brought Dave Dombrowski in for this moment. He's got a long history of making good trades prior to the trade deadline. And let him. He identifies this team as one that's already in. So you have to finish this process out. Complete the path that you're already on. Just spend. It doesn't have to be like unload the farm system. So a lot of this can be just spend into the luxury tax. You know, buy a great team like Dombrowski did with the Marlins in 97. Give up less in terms of young players and aggressively eat salary to acquire better pitching, because that's what this team needs. They're right there in this division. They can make the postseason. If this team had another quality starter and a closer, and then they get hot when it counts. They've got a chance,
you know,
Joe.
John, part of my
don't give up on that chance.
Part of my mindset is I just don't think they will effectively buy. I'm just being honest with you. If they do,
but what you're saying, it really bothers me.
Why?
That you say I don't think they'll effectively buy because look at what they did last year. Look at what they did the year before. It's all fringe players. That was a different front office. We have a new GM, Dave Dombrowski. Has done this before, and he's done it really well. If you're going to use the past as something as a touchstone, a point of comparison, look at what he did when he bought the Marlins.
Well, look what
in '97, okay, and they won a World Series. He has the ability to do exactly what we're talking about here, which is improve a team sort of like last second, right before the trade deadline. And I think the time's upon us. It's exciting.
All right, let's see where everyone stands again for the Phillies. Four out. The Mets won last night, if you don't know. Mets won. Phillies enter play today, four out. Now, if the Phillies sweep the doubleheader and the Mets lose today, Phillies could be 2.5 out in a few hours, right? The Phillies could also lose two. The Mets could win. They could be 5.5 out. This is a huge swing day. I mean, this is huge. Look, obviously the mindset's different if they're 2.5 out instead of 5.5 out.
You want to catch up and be 2.5 out. You got to add better players.
Here's what I want. I want everyone to call 215-592-9494 and tell me if you want the Phillies to buy, to hold, or to sell. And I'm going to tell you this, Sean. I would trade Gene Segura while his value is highest.
You can't do that.
John, his value will never,
he's been our best hitter the entire season.
His value will never be higher than it is right now. And I would trade Andrew McCutchen while he's under contract, swinging a very strong bat right now.
You've got a chance to win this division, and you want to trade away your best players that are hottest.
Because I don't think the Phillies will win the division. That's even if you
well,
add,
they sure won't if you do that.
I agree with you. But I don't think they will win the division even if
concede.
They add.
Concede. You're saying just concede.
All right, let's
just quit on the season.
Let's go to the phones. Right to the phones quick today. 215-592-9494. To buy, to hold, to sell for the Phillies. Which way do you go there? To the phones. Let's kick it off with Dennis in Mount Laurel. What's going on, Dennis?
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, son?
Well, I'm excited to find out how the Phillies navigate this, and these are two important games, but I don't really believe.
Richie Rick, how you doing, son?
Doing super, Dennis.
Your analysis was spot on, Hammer. You've been smoking too much weed. You've been in New Jersey too long. We got to keep those two guys, and we got to get a reliever and a starter. Richie is right on point.
Well, I mean, it's obviously an option, but Dennis, I'm telling you, Segura will never play this good again, and his value.
I understand that.
Ever.
But we haven't won a division in decades.
I, Dennis, give me just your honest appraisal, and I know we don't know the player that they would acquire or players. Do you really believe the Phillies are going to go to the playoffs this year?
Yes.
Wow.
If they do what Richie said, get a reliever and a starter. We have plenty of offense. We can't be trading our two hottest. I mean, I would trade Harper before those two guys. Of course, we can't do that. Do you know that Harper is not in the top 100 in baseball in RBIs and not in the top
50? He's not, but you know what? He's had a pretty good year. I mean, that on-base percentage and that slugging percentage are very, very solid.
He's had a pretty good 2 weeks. He's had a lousy year. He couldn't make the All-Star team as a reserve. And there's 100 guys with more RBIs and 50 with more homers. That's not a pretty good year for the top five paid player in baseball.
Well, obviously, the power component, and Dennis, always good to hear from you, the power component has not been there, and the RBI speak to that. But the on-base and the slugging percentage, you know, have been good. You know, he does get a lot of doubles. It's not like he's got, you know, no home. Look, guys, you know me. I think Bryce has been a massive disappointment. I don't want to say massive. I think he's been a pretty big disappointment. But this season, for the most part, Bryce Harper's done a very good job. I truly believe that. And, you know, if they don't make the postseason, I'm not going to pin it on him. I'm really not. Now, let's see in the next 2 months. I mean, I could change my tune if they've got a shot, and in the next 2 months he comes up short and falters. But as of right now, when you've got an on-base percentage near 400 and you've got a slugging percentage over 500, while I would like more homers and more RBIs for a guy, $330 million contract, you know, he's certainly been better than he had been the prior 2 years. James, what do you got in there right now?
Yeah, a minor move, but the Sixers make Daryl Morey added already. The Sixers have acquired the 53rd pick from the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for cash considerations for tonight's draft. So just grabbing a pick, an extra pick to play with
tonight.
Well,
you know, that's not the trade people are looking for today.
That's why I didn't hit the breaking news sounder, bud.
And I'm not talking even about a Phillies trade, because that actually, John, leads us right into the Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. I assume many people know, but probably not everybody, that the NBA draft actually is tonight. Now, this has, from a Sixers standpoint, lost a little bit of luster in that, unlike many years gone by where they were picking in the top five, they no longer are. And also, it's hard to kind of even know these college kids anymore, and certainly it's always virtually impossible to know the international guys, because you just don't see these guys play much anymore. So you don't even know most of the players to get picked in the top 10. But the big deal tonight for the NBA draft, the biggest deal, is Ben Simmons going to get traded? And our Twitter poll question of the day is, with the NBA draft tonight, do you think Ben Simmons will be traded today? Today, you know, obviously defined as today, before the draft, during the draft. I mean, is Ben Simmons going to be gonzo tonight? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, A, yes, B, no. John, I don't think he will be, because I think they will hold out, as they should, for the Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal thing, which I don't really think tonight forces the Sixers' hands to make the move. Let me put it this way. I don't think a Bradley Beal or Damian Lillard trade happens tonight, and I think the Sixers wait for that. So I don't think Ben's going to get traded tonight.
Did the Olympics complicate all that?
It could.
Like, if the Olympics weren't being held and you didn't have, you know, players involved.
That's an interesting point.
It would be sort of a cleaner slate for this sort of transaction to occur.
Well, I wonder, and I'm purely speculating, is Damian Lillard, is his situation unresolved, meaning he has not told Portland I want out I want in because he's focused elsewhere?
Yeah, see, there's part of me that assumes that he said, hey guys, I know we got stuff we gotta work through.
Yeah.
But right now my focus is on the United States basketball team.
Absolutely.
And we'll figure it out when
in
I
August.
Get back.
Yeah, figure it out in 2 weeks. Yeah,
I think that for me that's the biggest factor.
That's a good point. Look, I'll be surprised if Ben's traded tonight, but I'll tell you what, he could be. Do you think he will be? 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia. Yo, Dan.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
So, if they traded him tonight, what would it be? Move off in the draft? Or what would be the benefit of trading him tonight?
All right, so there's a couple possibilities. You know, there was the talk of Toronto in the fourth pick, which there was a report that Toronto turned down a trade that would have been the fourth pick, plus Lowry, plus Van Fleet. And plus, I think another guy for Ben, if I remember that right. So now that reportedly Toronto turned down, and that was a pretty hefty ask. But there's also stuff, Dan. I mean, one pathway for the Sixers could be to trade Ben for a multitude of first round picks and pick swaps. Like, you could go that direction. You could tell a general manager of a not great team, hey, you can take on a 25-year-old who, if he ever gets his head right and his shot right, could be a top five player in the league. You know, give me all sorts of picks and pick swaps.
And if Daryl Morey thinks that's a logical step in order to acquire the player that he ultimately wants in
absolutely
a few weeks.
But then who's left there to take the point guard position for next year?
Well, I mean,
who's left out there on the market?
Well, we don't know. I mean, it doesn't mean they still couldn't try to get Kyle Lowry. Doesn't mean they couldn't try to get someone else. I mean, the thing about Ben, if he's removed for picks, you do obviously take a huge chunk of salary out of the Sixers salary cap structure. Now, how much then gets freed up to be able to sign someone else? Admittedly, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, let's just put it this way. There's different ways to go about this. I just don't think it'll happen tonight, but it could.
Yeah, I don't think so either. As for the Phillies, breaks my heart, but I say sell. I don't think – I had a little bit – my expectations were a little bit higher going into the All-Star break. And then they came out flat again. I just don't think this team, as it's built right now, really cares every single day about winning. So I say sell and let Dave do what he does next season and bring in better players that way.
Doesn't it feel like there's a theme that's going on? Like, they dig holes with their pitching and then they don't give up. They do fight back. Their offense feels like they've always got a chance to stay in a game no matter what that pitcher does, what the starter does early.
I mean, that's
to put
been
them down.
That's been the model lately of a lot of their games. But but I'll say this. I don't agree with Dan in that they don't care. I think that's a false narrative. I just don't think they're good enough. I mean, I don't think Vince Velasquez and Matt Moore don't care. I just think they shouldn't be starting pitchers.
I agree that they're not good enough, which is exactly why you need to make a change and go grab another starting pitcher and a closer.
Here's my thing. Well, two. One, it's a pipe dream that they're going to get quality starting pitcher and quality closer. I mean, you can add a scrub. You can add someone else's Vince Velasquez if you want. That doesn't get the job done. I don't know, John. I
don't think it's a pipe dream to think that they can be in on Craig Kimbrel. I mean, that's
but who are they going to
get? He's quality. He's
they're not
available.
Gonna they're not going to get him. You know, John. I was having
you
a conversation.
Have to put the right deal together.
Having a conversation with someone a couple days ago. These conversations all run together in my head. But I said to someone, I honestly think the Phillies are four players away. Like when you talk about a player or two, and I get it, I respect it. You want the Phillies because they're not going to add four players. You want them to add a player or two, and it pushes them over. But I actually think the Phillies. I'm being real with you.
Yeah.
I think they're four players away.
And you would say that's two starting pitchers, a closer, and an outfielder.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
I mean, yeah, if you want them to be a lock for, like, I feel confident that this team has what it takes to be a World Series contender.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. If we're talking about this team has what it takes to win their division, then add a starter. At a closer.
The bar is,
and I think they'll figure it out.
In this division, the bar is low. Again, Phillies baseball today here on WIP. Noon for the first game. Second game follows. It's a really important day for the Phils. It's huge for the players on the field to try to position themselves to have a better shot at the postseason. They're four out right now, and it's a massive day. Massive for Dave Dombrowski. And matter of fact, James, if my memory is on point, and it might not be, I think July 29th was the day that the Phillies, a decade ago, that era, were doing a lot of their big moves.
Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee, I think, was July 29th, and I think Hunter Pence, I think.
Might have been. I remember Hunter. It was definitely not the 31st for Pence. It was before the 31st, which is usually the deadline. So that would make sense.
Now, to be clear, if you don't know, the deadline has been moved up this year one day. So where it used to be July 31st. I actually remember when it used to be July 31st at midnight. Then they moved it up to like July 31st at like, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, yeah.
And now it's July 30th. We'll see.
And that's only for this year, apparently, because July 31st falls on a Saturday is what I've heard. So that it's going back to 31st next year.
But all these general managers need to party on a Saturday?
I don't know.
What is this?
I think for once, baseball actually making it a smart decision. They want people to talk about their trade deadline, you know?
They want action. They want mainstream media.
Yes, to talk about it. And if it's a Saturday, it gets lost.
Okay. Now I'll buy that. That's a good point. Let's go to Alex in Royersford. Yo, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, Alex.
Yeah, you know, we're going through all this with, you know, who the Phillies going to get, what should they do, what should Dombrowski do. Baseball's a mental game, okay? To say you're four players away from the World Series is all and good, but I agree with Richie saying that, you know, we need to get to the, the
second
winning
season.
The division first.
Yeah.
So the way I look at it is I think Richie's right by saying they need a starter and a closer. I think, you know, the other night when Velasquez or Moore pitched, the team got flat with their bats because they saw they weren't in it. If the players see they got these two quality players, I'm voting for Kimbrel and Gray. You get players like that, I think the batters are going to kind of get a little more psyched, and you don't have to go out and get position players. These two, a good closer, not saying Bradley isn't, but he's the setup.
Bradley isn't.
No, but definitely Kimbrel and definitely John Gray from Colorado would be two great adds. I'm not thinking of anybody. First, I thought of Sterling Marte, but he's gone. Marte.
Yep.
I think if we go out and get Kimbrel somehow and Gray, the Phillies will be 60% better, and they'll win the division.
Here's the thing, though, Alex. You said a word that grabbed me because, listen, you said if the Phillies get Kimbrel somehow, That word is the perfect word to use because they're not getting him. I mean, Craig Kimbrell is a great pitcher, and he's under contract for next year. And I would bet you there's 10 to 15 teams that are in the discussions to acquire Craig Kimbrell. How in the world are the Phillies, with such a bad minor league system, going to, you know, get Craig Kimbrell? I mean, why would the other see, that's the, and Alex, appreciate the call. That's the thing that to me, to buy, it has never made sense. If you've got eight prospects or six prospects in the minor leagues that are fairly prime, okay, I get it. You go from six to five, or you go from six to four. Cool. They don't have six prime prospects. So Craig Kimbrell is a concept. I know he's a person, but he's a concept. It's not going to happen. They're not going to get Craig Kimbrell. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Charlie. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Charlie.
So I really think of today, and I'm like, there is just so much potential, right? We could be 2.5 games out of first place tomorrow with some really nice additions to the team to make a run. Ben Simmons could be, could be gone, and we could have some assets for him and look forward to next season. But, I mean, let's be honest, guys. The reality is we're from Philadelphia. We can't have nice things, and none of it's going to happen. We're going to be on tomorrow just complaining about what could have been.
Yeah, well, here's the only—
I like the use of on the morrow there as well. That was good work.
Charlie, the only good thing about that is if Ben is not traded tonight, I still think he'll be traded in the next 2 months. So it's not like all hope is lost.
Yeah, if he doesn't go tonight, it's going to get a lot harder to get some good, assets.
Well, I don't know, Charlie. I would actually make the case that I would prefer the Sixers don't trade him tonight because I don't think you're getting Lillard or Beal tonight, and those are the only two guys I really primarily want them to trade him for.
Yeah, I know. I hear you there. And having said all that, I still want the Phillies to buy because there's just got to be something to look forward to. I mean, the Eagles season, I'm just not excited for. There's got to be something to hold us over. So, and you know, the Flyers will find a way to screw it up, too, like they always do. So,
well, we'll see, my man. All right, Charlie, appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. The most
Charlie's a little down.
Listen, you've been a Philadelphia sports fan.
I mean, he's not wrong what he said, you know.
Last 365 days haven't exactly been great. Eagles went 4-11-1. Uh-huh. Flyers completely fell
It's
apart.
All been mad. The Sixers just
like
blew it.
It's got to be looking up from there.
I mean, so, it can't get much worse. Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully.
Good Lord. Hopefully Carter Hart bounces back. My God.
That's a big one, Joe.
That's a huge—
it's a really big one.
Huge one.
Yeah.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. For Dave Dombrowski and the Phils, to buy, to sell, to hold, and do you think this is the day when Ben Simmons is traded by the Sixers? The draft is tonight. Plus, we'll get into some Eagle stuff as well. Phillies, they play at noon today. It's a doubleheader, and it is a big day for the Phillies. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, you can hear that game today at noon on 94 WIP.
The Parks Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Sports Fan. Bet on baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. Parks is the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania and the only one I recommend. You can bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Parks Sportsbook app and bet on individual player performances as they happen. Baseball, bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts, every inning. Golf, bet on match winners, bet on leaders after rounds, and more. Or you can always bet on spreads, parlays, props, teasers, and over-unders. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Right now, our football team has the worst odds in their division to win their division. You believe in their chances? It's a great value bet at +425. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.